The Gemara in Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph deals with the suffix of Pasach b'dechamra v'siyem b'deshichra. The case is that if I'm holding a cup of beer or soda or water in my hand, and for some reason in my mind, I think that I'm holding a cup of wine in my hand, and I say, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, having in mind that I'm going to end off the bracha, Borei Pri Hagafen, but then in the middle of the bracha, after I said the Shema Malchus, Al Das, to finish off the bracha, Borei Pri Hagafen, I realize, wait a second, I'm holding a cup of beer in my hand, and the bracha on that is Shakol Nieved Varo, and therefore I finish off the bracha correctly with the right words of Shahakol, but I didn't have the right intent when I said the Iker part of the bracha, which is the Shem and Malchus. So what do I do? So first of all, it's important to keep in mind that to the onlooker, to a person who's a casual observer who doesn't have the ability to read my mind, this is just a person making the correct bracha. It's all a shaila of kavana, and that's why at the end of Tosfos Divrei Maaschil Lo, Tosfos deals with the question of mitzvos tzrichos kavana and negative kavana. But this is not what we're going to discuss. But that's another Shas Inyan that comes up in this very same Tosfos. This Tosfos has a few quick-hitting points over here, three major Shas points, but we'll just touch on the first one. So the case is, again, I made the correct bracha, I just had the wrong intent when I said, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. So what is the halacha in such a case? The Gemara goes back and forth and leaves it as an ibayah de lov shita. They don't have an official answer to the question, and the Rishonim grapple with what to do. Tosfos, again, the Ramaschal Lo, Lasui Nama, quotes from the Rif. Tosfos does not often quote from the Rif. However, Tosfos in Maseches Brachos does quote the Rif from time to time. And in other Masechtas, really very infrequently. In Tosfos and Brachos, once every few blot. But that's he quotes Pirush Rav Alfas, Hashta Delov Shita Ba'ayon Azlina on the Kula. Now that we don't have an answer to our question, we go Lakula. This is the rule. Suffolk Brachos Lahakil. And you, if you have a suffix, whether or not you have to make another bracha, you don't make another bracha. So what do we say? That b'di'evad, you're yotzei the bracha, and you don't have to make another bracha in order to drink the beer. So to the casual observer, this just looks like a case of a person saying a shahakol and drinking a beer, and that's it. Nothing fancy. In his mind, he's got all kinds of sveikas. First of all, he had the wrong kavana, and then he changed his mind in the middle, and then he is misupik whether or not to drink it, and then he cheshbens, oh, something brachas lahakel, so I'm allowed to drink it. But to the onlooker, it's just a guy making a shahakel and drinking, and that's it. Okay, but the Ri is not satisfied with the Rif's psak. He says, V'ri oya omer l'chumra, ditzarech levarech pa'am acheres. The Ri says, you have to go l'chumra in this case, not something brachas lahakel. That's not the rule that would govern this particular case. And therefore you have to make another shahakol. So to the casual onlooker, this looks like the following. Guy picks up a cup of beer in his hands and he says, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, shakol niyebid varo, stops, realizes what happened, and then says again, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, shakol niyebid varo. Well, it looks very strange, but that's the halacha according to the Ri. You just make a second bracha and then you drink from the cup of beer. Okay, so where is the Ri coming in? Don't we have this klal and kol tar kula, safik brachos lahakel? So I don't understand where the Ri is coming from. So Gilyan Ashas, Rabbi Kiva Eger, explains the Shita Sari, and he says that the concept of safik brachos lahakel is only when it's some kind of a bracha, like a birchas hamitzvah, where we say brachos eina ma'akvos. Right, we'll see that in about a daf later. On Dafi Gimel Med Aleph, the Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi as Brachos Eina Ma'akvos here is by Birchos Kriyashma, Birchos HaMitzvah. It's important discussion of Brachos Eina Ma'akvos in general, but the rule is that if you want to do a mitzvah, so you don't, and you do the mitzvah without the bracha, you're still yotzei the mitzvah. You know, a classic example would be if I want to shake a lulav, and it's the first day of Sukkot, and I just can't remember whether I can't remember whether I was yotzei the mitzvah or not. I can't remember if I did it at all. I can't remember if I picked it up the right way. Whatever my suffix is, so then I have a suffix doraisa should I have to do the mitzvah again? So the halacha is very simple. You have a suffik d'oraisa l'chumra, do the mitzvah of dalet minim again, but don't make a bracha. You do it again with the bracha. Same thing, let's say sviras ha'omer. Sviras ha'omer, you could assume it's derabanan, but you know, there are rishonim say it's d'oraisa. But again, I'm not sure whether I'm chayef to count sviras ha'omer. Let's say I missed a day. So according to the shita of the Bahag, I'm not chayef to count sviras ha'omer anymore. So therefore, according to that opinion, I shouldn't be doing it at all, but according to the Rov Rishonim, I really should be counting Sfira with the Bracha. So what do? You continue to count Sfira, but you don't make a Bracha. And that's the concept of Savik Brachas Lahaka. Why? Says Reb Kiv Eger, for the very simple reason, Brachas Eina Ma'akvos, that the Brachos on these mitzvos are not Ma'akev, my ability to be Mekayim the mitzvah, and I can be Mekayim the mitzvah without the Bracha, and therefore, I go Suffolk Brachas L'Hakil in those cases. However, in the case of eating without a bracha, the Gemara on Daf Lamed Hey tells us, Aser lehanas min olam hazeh below bracha. You're not allowed to get hana from Hashem's world without first making a bracha in order to, I don't know, you want to call it a pidyon of some sort, that you're being kona the food through this pidyon by making the bracha, whatever it is. Maybe we'll discuss it more when we get to Daf Lamed Hey. But the bottom line is that you can't violate the isser of eating without a bracha. Can't violate the isser without eating without a bracha, and therefore you can't say suffolk brachas l'hakil in a case of a birkas hanen. And that's why the repaskins in this case, where you have a nibai de lov shita, do I have to make another bracha or not? You must make another bracha, and then you can drink the beer. But you can't get away with just saying suffolk brachas l'hakil. Now this idea in Rabbi Kiva Eger is almost the polar opposite of what we find in the Pnei Yehoshua on Daf Lamed Hey. Because Pnei Yehoshua has a question on the Gemara Daf Lamed Hey, which says that the reason we make a bracha rishona, as I just mentioned, was Aser lehanas min olam hazeh below bracha. It's a svara. And the Gemara uses the Lashon of Svara to explain what the source is for Bracha Rishona. First, they go through some Sukkim, they go through a Kal V'chomer, and in the end, they just say it's a Svara, you're not allowed to get Hana from Hashem's world without a Bracha. So the Pnei Yeshua says, wait a second, if it's based on a Svara, doesn't that make it D'oraisa? Doesn't that mean that Bracha Rishona is D'oraisa? And therefore, it's similar to, let's say, the din of Hamotzi Mechaver Alef Araya, where the Gemara says, Lamali Kura Svarahu, why do I need a pasuk to learn Hamotzi Mechaver Alef Araya? It's a Svara, meaning it's an obvious logical inference, and Svara is a Midah Shetaron Adreshes Ba, and therefore, you should be able to learn out Dinam D'oraisa based on a Svara. That's how the Gemara says in a number of places, I think three or four places in Shas, the Gemara says, Lamali Kura Svarahu, and therefore, you should be able to learn how to din d'oraisa from a svar. I, says the Pnei Yeshua, you'll counter by telling me that it can't be that bracha rishona is d'oraisa because of savik brachas lahakil. He says, no, savik brachas lahakil is not really a kula. It's not based on the din of sveika d'rabanan likula. You know what it's based on? Safek bracha livatala lichumra. See, really, the whole idea of not saying a bracha when you have a suffix, whether you make a bracha or not, is a chumra, not a kula. And therefore, we're afraid we're going to make a bracha levatala, and we don't make a bracha. So it's a fear of violating an isser, not the fear, not the the leniency in doing something without a bracha. This is the perspective of the Pnei Yeshua, and it's not accepted, lahalach, although it is a very well-known Pnei Yeshua in terms of the lumdus. But in terms of the we obviously paskin that bracha rishona is midirabanan, but it has an effect on how we view the concept of suffik bracha. Now, without too many details in the suffik bracha itself to discuss whether bracha levatala would be a doraisa or derabanan, and also just to discuss, we'll touch on one more point and then we'll wrap it up. But so Rabbi Kiva Eger sort of sidesteps this point in the Gilyan Hashas, and he has this in the Tshuva as well. There's a beautiful stipler on this idea if you want to look more into it. But the bottom line is that Rabbi Kiva Eger says this is not a chashash of bracha levatala according to the Ri. The Ri says you have to make another bracha because you're not allowed to eat without a bracha. You're not allowed to get enough from Hashem's world. But you're afraid, suffik bracha levatala. He says this would not be a bracha levatala. Why not? Because you're chayev to make the bracha in this case. Anytime you're chayev to make the bracha, and that's the psak, there's no chashash bracha levatala. So it's a little bit of a circular logic. Now, it's not really circular logic, but it feels a little circular, meaning because if you cheshbon it out, and this l'choro is why the Pnei Yeshua wouldn't want to say this, if you cheshbon it out, what are we saying? We're saying that you're chayev to make a new bracha because you can't get hana. Aye, what about bracha levatala? No, it's not a bracha levatala. Why is it not a bracha levatala? Because you're chayev to make it. Why are you chayev to make it? Because you have a sub, meaning it's basically saying that we made you chayev and therefore we took away the suffik bracha levatala. But the suffik bracha levatala was always there before we made you chayev also. So it's a little bit circular. Now it holds up to scrutiny, but I could see why it's not so glot that the Pnei Yeshua wouldn't have wanted to go in that direction. On the other hand, Rabbi Kiva Eger is okay with it. He says, where does bracha levatala come from? Bracha levatala is just saying the bracha in a way that the Chachamim didn't tell you to say a bracha. Once the Chachamim tell you to say a bracha, there is no chashash bracha levatala. Whereas the Pnei Yeshua seems to understand bracha levatala in a bit of a vacuum. It's its own concept. It exists in reality. And therefore the Rabbanan, when they make their cheshbon, when they paskin whether or not you should be making a bracha, they take Suffolk bracha levatala into account. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, no, Suffolk bracha levatala is something we take into account once the Rabbanan did or did not institute a bracha in such a case. I don't know if I'm explaining it exactly. I hope you understand it. I'm not explaining it exactly the way... I don't know, for some reason, I don't think it's coming out so clearly. But that's perhaps one understanding and analysis of the concept of Savik Bracha Rishana, whether or not you have to make another bracha. And this is not, this machlokus is also found elsewhere. The Gilyan Hashas sends you to the Gemara Navi Pesachim, where it seems to be a discussion in the Rashbam and Tosos over there, and the Mahersha and the Mahershal have a machlokus about this very inyan, and the Lumdus is all very similar to what we spoke out here. Bekitzer, obviously, if you got the sense that it's equal, I'm leaving out more than I'm saying, that is certainly the case, but I think this is a slight, decent overview of the subject and the basic svaras that are contained in there. The Psak and the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Brura as well, if you look in Simen Resh Tes Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it as a Yesh Omrim, that you don't have to make another bracha, i.e. the Shita of the Rif, that's quote the first opinion quoted in Tosos, not the opinion of the Ri. And I'll just read you the lashon over there. V'yesh omrim shem lokach kos shechar omayim v'savar shu yayin u'pasach brach tasham l'kina machalam al daslam abar priya gafim v'nizkar shu shechar omayim v'siyim shahakol yotza. So it says, we paskin that v'dyeved, if you did this, you are yotze. And then the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Beis just says, v'chein halacha, that is the halacha. When he sees the words yesh omrim, he doesn't want you to think we don't paskin this way. In fact, we do. So even though there's a lot of lumdus in the direction of the Ri, and Rabbi Kiva Eger seems to lean in the direction of the Ri, nevertheless, we paskin in the Mishnah Brura at the very least that you don't make another bracha and you are makel in a Safik bracha Rishona as well.